We're holding Daf Tzadik Omer Aleph on top. That the Gemara Sanova Memo from Rabbi Yechanan that Lanitzchol LaNefesh LaNikshu Evor Begidin on top on the Tzadik Omer Aleph on top. That Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yechanan? Alma, we see that Yisum Mekudoshim Kodim, that Yisum Mekudoshim comes first. In other words, that Bishas the Uber, the fetus is created in the Behemah. First the Evorim are created, and then the Gidim come in. So we're talking about now a Vlad of a Korban, it means you have a Korban Shlomin. So the Vlad, the fetus inside, as soon as it's created, it has Kedusha. And the Gid Anosh is not created yet until later. So again, we have the Kash on the Mishnah. Can the Mishnah say that the Issa Gid is Noeg by Kochim? The Chur first, it should be called the Issa Kochim. That's the most question. And Morris asked Alma, what do we see again? That Issa Mekudoshim Kodim, that the Issa Hegvish is Chal on it first before the Gidim are even there. So Morris says, yes, Afagav the Issa Mekudoshim Kodim, even though it's true the Issa of Mekudoshim first of fetus has its Kedusha on it, but still, Osi Issa Gid Chalalayu. I'll tell you still, our mission holds that the Issa Gid Anesha later, when it's formed, could be Chal even on Mekudoshim. And the reason is why, Shekhen Issur Nei Bivnei Noyach, because the Issa of Gid Anesha even applies to Bivnei Noyach. Now that has a chumra to it, this is of Gira Nosha over the Issa of Mekdashim, therefore here would say Issa Chalal Issa. Samar says, no, Man Shamed Lei, who do we hear this svara from? Man Shamed Lei, Hai svara, from who do we hear such a svara? It must be Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi said, the Noib of Nenech, Rabbi Yehuda Bishloin Asnissan, Rabbi Yehuda in the end of our parak, we'll see later. Now, Vohom Masnissan, like Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission here, Lechur, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? To tell me, because our mission says, Noi bebehemo v'chaya, v'yerach shel yimin, or v'yerach shel smil. Our mission says that the Gid Anosha applies by the thigh of the animal, both by the right side and by the left side. Now, that's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this, and Yehuda holds later, we'll see, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gid Anosha does not apply to both. The Gid Anosha is only on one side. Only one Gid Anosha in an animal. So you see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, "Opachinu mashamal lehaisvar the neighbor v'neich." Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not like the Dukton, because our Mishnah says, "Biyerach shas no shav smoil, biyerach shal yimin v'shal smoil." Now, if you look at Yehuda, shamin lelekamol here from Yehuda later, the Yom he holds, ain't the neigel biyechad. That no, the Gid Anosha is only negated to one side, not to both. So, kids, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, yes, I'll answer you that high time of the time of our Mishnah tell you, Sova lo kavose bechoda. He owes like Rabbi Yehuda in one prat. Upolagale bechoda, he argues on in another prat. Then Echnam, he argues, our Tana holds that the Gid Anosha applies to both the Yemin and the Smil. But he agrees from Yehuda that the Issa Gid Anosha applies even to a Ben Noach. Therefore, he would say Issa Chal Alissa. Samora says, Aim of this Shamat Lei, the Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear from Yehuda Shita, the Tumeya, the Issa Lav, what's on your love? But Kachem, the Issa Chorus, me Shamat Lei. So Rashi explains, like when do we hear of Yehuda says this Svara? That what? The Yossi Issa Gid, the Chalal Issa Tumam, when do we say that the Issa Gid is called an Issa Chomer? Even though the Issa Tuma is Chal on an animal, until it's born, the Gid Anosha is not applied to a Shlil, to the fetus. Still, Rabbi Yehuda agrees on the Behemah is born, the Issa Gid Anosha is Chal upon the Behemah Tumeya. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Rashi says, Mishum the Issa Tuma Lav the Yamul, it's only regular Lav. The Issa Gid Chomer, Shekeinoi B'Bnei Neach. But the Issa of Gid Anosha is a more Chomotic Issa, because it even applies to a B'Bnei Neach. But when does Rabbi Yehuda say such a Svara that we say Issa Chalal Issa, since the Gid Anosha is a more Chomotic Issa, that's only by an Issa Lav of Tuma? But by Kodshim, the Issa Chorus Mishamadlei, here we're talking about a Korbin. Rashi says, Shaydei Kodshim, Bolodei Chorus. When ochlo b'tumay pigul b'naisav, a person eats it when he's tamei, he's chayiv koros. Whereas if you eat pigul b'naisav, you're chayiv koros. So mishamad lei, do we hear from Yehuda the holes that the Yisra Gid will be chal upon Yisra Mekdashim? Maybe no. Since the Yisra Mekdoshim is also Chomo, maybe the Yisra Giv will not be Chal upon it. So back to the Kash on the Mishnah, what's on the Mishnah to say that the Yisra Giv and Nosh applies to Mekdoshim, why Lechur Tshvi Yisra from the Ein Yisra Chal al Yisra? So more says rather, Elohocho b'mabav keres atinan. We're talking about over here that an animal is giving birth to its Bechoyra, to its Bechor. The first time the animal is giving birth, and therefore there's going to be Kedusha Chal upon this Vlad, that has Kedusha's Bechor on it. But Rashi speaks out, the Lord Kodesh Vlad Ela Berechem B'Yitziyosai. When does the Vlad first get its Kedusha? When it comes out, B'Yitziyosai. It's so the Ashmin and Tana Didan, our Tana lets us hear. The Yaf Agav Dien Gidnei B'Sham Mekdoshim. Even though by other Kabonish, you don't have the Yitzigir Anosha. To Yitzim Mekdoshim Kodim Itzchal first Kedyamrit. The Yitzirus Uba Kedemis, because the fetus forms first without its veins. Therefore, Vesulayos is the Gid V'chal, by regular korban, where when the fetus is being formed, is being formed from a korban. Therefore, it has Kedusha right away. Afiluach, even so, as Rashi says, Yesh Mukdoshim Shagid Noigim, the Rasa Mukdoshim Nagid is Noig. So going Bechor, Amonashach, Inoig Bishlil is the Gid Kodim. If you tell me now, that the Gid Anosh is not going with a shlil when it's in the stomachs, when it's a fetus. So for sure the Gid Anosh is chal first. It doesn't go off. And even if you say it's not noi b'shlil, it's only chal when the fetus is born. If so, Tavai Rashi says, B'adi Adodi Yossi, they both come the same time. Because by a b'chayra, first gets his kedusha, b'shas yitziya. But the Gemara says, Alohocho, b'mevav keres askinon, te berechem kodush. That when it comes out of the womb, that's when it first gets us Kedusha. So Manashach, like Rashi says, either the Yisra Gid was Chal before, if Yod the Gid is Chal and a Shlil, or as if Yod no, they're both Chal and Bastachas, therefore you have the Yisra Gid and Moshe being Chal upon with the Kedusha of Bechayra. The boy is saying, another Teretz could be Pshana Mishnez, the boy is saying, for Lodo is Kodeshim, Beviyosan Hen Kedoshim. So we're talking about now the Vlad of the Korban. Enochnami, the mother was a Korban Shlomim, and he gave birth. But don't say the Pshat is that the Uber has Kedusha, well, as soon as it's formed in the mother's stomach. No. I tell you, we hold that the Vlad is Kodshim first get its Kedusha, Bevi Yosan, after they're born. Says so Manashach, again like a Bechora. If you hold that the Gid Anosh is Chal and a Shlil, say the Yis Gid Anosh was Chal first. And even if you don't know it's first Chal when it comes out, again, both are Chabav Atachas, the Yisra Kodshim, the Yisra Gid Anoshim. Therefore, our Tana holds in our Mishnah that the Yisra Gid Anosh is Chal upon Kodshim, meaning an Uber of Vlad Kodshim. Omer Rabbi Chir by Yosef, Loishono, when was this learned in our Mishnah? Le Kodshim HaNecholim, only Kodshim that you get grief from it. Rashi says it means Chates V'yoshim V'shlomim. Ba'ashenke, now the Kodeshim, Shen Necholim, let's make that a Korban Oilah. That there's no part that you could eat from it, there's no edible part of a Korban Oilah. Then I'll tell you, Ein Issa Gid Noig Bim. There's no Issa Gid, Chal upon a Korban Oilah. We'll soon see why not. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon no mar, Echod Kodeshim HaNecholim, V'yechod Kodeshim Shen Necholim, Issa Gid Noig Bim, yes. There is the Yisra Gid. Lemaise, if you eat the Gid Anosha from a Korban Oilah, also you'll get Malkus for that. So what's the Machloikis? The Gemara says like this. Omer Rapapa says, for Loi Pliga, I tell you really there's no Machloikis between Reb Yechanan and Resh Lakish. I tell you there's no Machloikis between Reb Yechanan and Reb Chia Bar Yosef. Why? So Papa says like this, that Kan Lahal Koisoi, Kan Lahal Loisoi. One is talking about if you get Malkus, Rashi says, Lokuimochl, if you did you get Malkus. And one is La Loisa means La Mizbeach, to put it on top of the Mizbeach. That Ein Issa Gid Noy, Kiramila Kamon, like Siv Lo Yoichal Ha Mizbeach. There's no Issa Gid Anosh to get to the Mizbeach. Meaning to say, you'll have to burn the Gid Anosh of a Korban Oil on the Mizbeach. But if a person eats from it, Avad will get Malkus, there's no Machoikis. And Ika the Army is something like this. Omerel, Papa Papa says, Loy Plig, there's no Machoikis. That kan lechal tzoi v'kan la loisoi. Rashi says man diyom mei noi, but when it says nan noig by korban oilo lechal tzoi komar, that means to say sheinu metzuv lechal tzoi m'niach, you don't have to tear it out, like cut it out from the yerech. That's what it means to say. Uman the yom noig means the loyser comes, the osal loyser of neyatzmoi. If let's say you separated, you pulled out the gira nosher from the yerech of a korban oilo, now by itself you're not allowed to burn it. So it's no machlokes. If the gira nosher is attached still to the yerech, you're allowed to burn the whole thing. But if it was detached already, the gid by itself, so be an issa, since it's not necho by itself, you can't put it on the mizveich. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, lahaloisei pligi. No, it could be a machlekes, we'd allow to burn it. Lahaloisei pligi. So Rashi really says, it's held in the two sheets as you said before, according to one sheet, to be lahaloisei will be pligi. But Kofan, he has no, it's a machlekes. What Mandiyam Mosun says, even though it's the gid is still attached to the yerech, you're not allowed to burn it. By Korban Oil, you have to first take it out, you can't burn it. So what's the pshat? The Tanya, we learn like this, the Gemara in Zvachim. The Pasuk says, V'hik tir ha-koyin es ha-kula mizbechon, that the koyin should burn everything on the mizbech. So it says, means, l'rabois, ho-atsumois, v'hagidum v'ha-knai v'at-lofim, comes to include, you're supposed to burn the korban, it's atsumos, it's bones, the hagidim and the veins, the akhenayim and the horns, the atlofim and the hooves. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu pirshu. Let's say the bones became detached from the meat. Maybe still there's a mitzvah to bone, to burn the bones and the gidim kenayim. Tamalayim, and this, no, the pasuk says, v'yosi so'i lo'secha bosu v'yadam. Supposed to mashmoni burn the bosu and the dam. Mashmon, not the other things. If so, he busted the dam, Yochel may be Yechloid Gidim, the Atzonebi, and the Chuyiv to take out, to cut out the Gidim, the veins, the Atzomas and his bones, the Yala Bosla Gabi Mizbech, and put the boss on top of the Mizbech. Maybe just the boss and not the bones. On this Talmudim, the Pasuk says, no, the Hikter Akoin Estakul Mizbecho. The Koin should burn everything on the Mizbech. If so, a Ketzer had it to come out, comes out like this. Michu borin, when the bones and the things are still attached to the animal, to the bone, to the meat, when the bones and the hooves and the horns are still attached, then yalo, then there's a mitzvah to burn it by korban olam. Pirshu, let's say the bone became separated, or the horns, or the hooves, then afilu b'reshu shem mizbeach, even though you have the horn on top of the mizbeach, still yordu, you're supposed to take it down. There's a b'raisa. Now, Oman Tana de Shamadle de Yoma Pirshu Yordu, who is this Tana that holds that once the Yatsamas, once the Gidim was separated from the meat, there's a mitzvah of Yordu, take it down to not burn it? Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe, the Tani will not like this. Again, when the Pasuk says, V'hik ter ha-kain es ha-kul, the Kain should burn everything of a Korban Olam. So the Rabbis comes to include, Ha-Atsamas ve-Gidim ha-Kanayim bat-Lofim, comes to include the bones, the Gidim ha-Kanayim bat-Lofim. The afilu pirshu, even if they were separated, still you should burn them. Still there's a mitzvah to burn it. If so, v'omani mekam, what do we do with the pasuk that says, v'yosisa l'secha bosa v'yadam, mash meyoni supposed to burn just the bosa and the dam and nothing else? So they just stop talking about the poikin, where it came off the mizbeach. Meaning to say, it was ready on top of the mizbeach, it was ready burnt in the fire on the marocha, and then poike means it came out from the amarocha, then there's no mitzvah to put it back. Rashi says poike means me'al hor, it was off from the fire. Then you have no mitzvah to put it back. Ha-ketzad, ichulei bosor atomaser. When you have the meat of the carbon, even though it was on the mizbeach burning already, even though it became a little ichul, it burnt up already, and it comes off the fire, still there's a mitzvah to put it back on the fire. But you do not have to put back on top of the Mizbeach if it was burnt already, the Gidim, the veins, or the bones. Once they came off from the Mizbeach, then you don't have to put it back again. This is the Pshat according to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, even though Biyerdu, the Atzomis, still there'll be a mitzvah to burn it. That's the Tanakama. But Rebbe Yom, Rebbe says like this, no. Kosa v'chroim, one posik says, v'hik t'rakoin es ha-koil. Supposed to burn everything. Reboot, it's a marb everything. For kosa v'chroim, another posik says, v'yosisa l'secha bos of yadam, no. You should burn only mashma the bos and the dam. Meat, it's a meat, only this and nothing else. So Rebbe says, ha-ketz, it has to come out both sukim. So Rebbe old sheet is like this. Michu borin, when the bones and the veins are still attached, then yalo, then you're supposed to bring them all and burn them. Pirshu, but let's say the bones were detached, then afilu b'reshu shem mizbech, even though they're on top of the mizbeach, yordu is supposed to come down. That's Rebbe Shita. So kids, you see, according to Rebbe, that the bones Once they're detached, there's a mitzvah of Yerdu, take it off the Mizbech. For Rabbanim, the Gemara says, they hold Mechubar only Yisrochro, they hold you only the Pesach of Ribuy if it's Mechubar. The Yisrochro of Rabuye, me did he have a Rosh Hashalolos, the same thing as the head of the Yerla, that Avad is a mitzvah to burn it. Rashi says that Sorach Shek Rivenu Sholem, you have to burn the whole head, the Chsivit says, Vyesa Rosh, for Yatsom is Harbiyesh. Aye, inside the skull, in the head of the animal, in the Korban Eloh, there are a lot of bones. Elamai pshita what? The coals of man, the atzamas are attached to the boso. Pshita, you have to burn it. So if there are bone holes for that, you don't need a posik. If so, what's the chiddush of the posik? That even though they're pirshu, still there's a mitzvah to burn it. And what's the niyat? That once it was on the maracha, burnt already. Now it was poikim, yechulei, gidim, the atzamas. On that, there's no more mitzvah to burn it. That's the Chachom Shito. Tzatzimur says that the Kuntz Rabbanin Mechubor Lo Yitzchokrol Rabuye, because me did you have the Arosh Hashem Azbeach? It's Ki Yitzchokrol. When do I need the Pesach to be Marbrit Lepirshu? In a case where it was separated, even though the bones were separated from the meat, still there'd be a mitzvah to burn it. That's the Chachom Shito. The Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? Mechuborin Dehetero Loi Yitzchokrol True Rabuye. What's Mechubor?